This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
By the way, you know, we have to crack a big nut every day here with over 50 crew members, reporters, writers, researchers, switchers, producers, researchers, you know, investigative journalists. And then you got one maintenance guy and some customer service and the shipping department. I mean, that we're a small crew, but it's expensive. I mean, if I lived in New York City or something, we could have 15 people, not 50-something. We have a lot of contractors, too, more than 70 people total that make this the ship sail every day. I'm not going to sit here and plug right now, but they just came in. We're offering, when you get two Amerigeddons, the new film exclusively available, $5 million budget, exposing the New World Order in a fiction account near future, you get two of my films free. Well, the problem is we sold out of the films we were already offering free. So we had to change it again. And now we're about to sell out of Matrix of Evil and Fall of the Republic. So the new special is buy two copies and get two Alex Jones films free. Police State 4 and the Police State Trilogy. That's four films. All of my Police State films and the two Amerigeddons for the price of the two Amerigeddons. So, and that'll probably sell out real quick too, but I mean, I guess we're getting low on my DVDs because we're selling so many of these. So that's a godsend to help fund the operation. So thank you for your support. The long segment's coming up, Steve Quayle, but we got 3 minutes to break. Please continue, sir. I've never seen you on fire like this. I guess it's just the times we're living in.
Well, Alex, we're about ready to see events that, with no pun intended, are going to go atmospheric. And outside of praying Christians, and I mean this, I believe with all my heart that what we're going to see is God supernaturally delivering people in places of this country. But years ago, I said on the radio, as to specific areas of sin, so will their judgment be. We're seeing episodic quakes happening on the West Coast. We've always heard, oh, California's going to fall off into the ocean. We've seen so much Satanism. We've seen so much demon possession. And ladies and gentlemen, whether you believe it's real or not, this stuff is real. And Alex, that's the key. You can't just blame. Somebody wants to blame this faction or that faction. They want to blame the Jews. They want to blame the Jesuits. They want to blame the Catholics. They want to blame me. They want to blame you. But they don't get the fact that, look, it's not a question of blame. It's identifying the root of evil. And these people, and you've said it, and you've brought your whole, I guess you'd say, your whole view to this point, that there is a supernatural entity, a supernatural wisdom directing the total destruction of all morality, all values, borders, language, culture, and the...
And it's out to get the country and the family and God. It particularly hates Christians. And if you expand on this, and the globalists will go out of their way to kill a Christian for no reason. Obama won't let Christians get out of Syria. And if you look at it from a science fiction perspective, it's like an interdimensional invasion is basically what this is.
Oh, really? And can I tell you something? Years ago, I said on talk radio, and this is important, real quick, that the unseen would become visible and that the things of men's nightmare would come into the physical realm. So when you see all the, if you will, the gorish, ghastly, everything Hollywood has pretty much produced is leading us
to
they
admit now with all the Hollywood shows and Super Bowl things, with all the Satanism, they believe they're bringing this power in. They admit they're doing rituals.
Absolutely. It's ritual magic. It's serious. And by the way, the Satanists believe in the power of the entity they serve. I wish the Christians would absolutely have a revelation from the living God that greater is he, the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's a good point. I agree. Why are the Satanists, when we come back, suddenly coming out of the woodwork? Why are they being so obvious now? It's like, again, it's like all hell's breaking loose, and it's only intensifying.
Well, it's simply because the salt has lost its savor, and the light of the world, the gospel of Jesus Christ, has gone out. Now, people hate to hear me say that. They like to hear what I know, but they don't want to hear this talk about Jesus. Well, Jesus is the one that told us all this is going to happen in the book of Revelation.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. I've been fighting the globalists for 25 years, and I tell you, there's one thing they hate, and that's the name Jesus Christ. And I tell you, that's the power, and it's real. They hate it for whatever reason. You atheists and people don't, you know, get it. You're off in your own la la land. But your elite masters are a bunch of devil worshipping, Lucifer loving trash. We'll be back.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Will you fight? Right. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Steve Quayle's our guest for another 20 minutes or so. Then our crew joins us from on the ground in Milwaukee. They're about to come back. They were at a Trump rally last night. Covered some of the attempts by the communists. That's who the police said it was. The communists came from Chicago and stirred up a black cop shooting a black guy supposedly waving a gun. They're saying the black cop, though, has a history of corruption problems. Okay, whatever. Just don't burn down your own neighborhood and shoot random people because of it. I mean, you know, you talk about mind control, folks. I don't get off on looking at people doing horrible things and say, look at those bad people. I feel better about myself. But I don't like being criticized when I see people dragging whites out of cars, beating them up, calling them racist names, killing people, you know, in other cases, or shooting up a black lady's car because she bump into Black Lives Matter people. It is this incredible entitlement of a bunch of dumb teenagers who just want to swagger around and be thugs. And all you're going to do is make the police hate you that much more and cause a bigger problem. We do not want to have a war with the police. We want to get our communities under local control. They're going to use this crisis to bring in the Strong City Initiative, UN-run police. That's mainstream news. Quite frankly, I'm pinching myself at how accurate I've been. And I used to think I was going out on a limb a lot of stuff. And usually it turns out it's worse than I said. People accuse me of exaggeration. No. No. Steve Quayle now, who I never thought Steve Quayle was crazy. I thought, this guy's a little eccentric and this is just really almost like science fiction. Geoengineering, aluminum oxide. He was the first guy I heard 20 plus years ago talking about spraying aluminum. It's all admitted now. The Department of Energy admits $5 billion a year to spray aluminum on us to, quote, test guarding us from the sun. And then the aluminum level's rising and the plants are dying everywhere. I drive out in the hill country. It's not oak wilt. I've talked to the horticulturalist. I've talked to the arborist. And they say, no, Alex, there's the aluminum in the soil. I mean, it's like space aliens are running the planet trying to kill everything. The planet's being killed in front of us in slow motion. They're genetically splicing everything. They're playing God, just like the Bible said. And I never lost faith in God. But, I got sick of being drugged to church twice a week when I was a kid. And my dad pinching me to stay up, in three-hour church services. We've got to go to the, minister to the, to the old folks home this weekend. Oh, great. Another Christmas, giving homeless people soup. I mean, I'll admit it. I wasn't some angel. I wanted to, go play baseball or, get in bare knuckles fist fights or go pick up, the cheerleader down the street. But I thank God my parents did that because I got a real Christian education. And by that, I mean really caring about people. But I'll tell you, sitting there on Christmas Eve, freezing your ass off in downtown Dallas, feeding homeless people is not fun when you're 14 years old. But I tell you, comparing somebody like my parents that are so good and would never screw anybody over, I thought of myself as like nasty and evil compared to them. I look at the enemy. And who they are, they live to hurt innocent people. They live to lie. They live to be dishonorable. And that's why they've got the jump on us, is good people just cannot imagine. Steve said he was a racy guy in film school and doing wild stuff. It almost seems like God does kind of pick the bad boys to take on the New World Order, though, Steve. And that's what I want to say to the other bad boys and girls out there. A lot of times the devil will try to convict your heart as the accuser and say, you've done bad stuff in your life, and you've been a mean person. You've had hateful thoughts, and you didn't need to stomp on that guy's head after he was already down, or you didn't need to, do this or that. But that's the devil trying to make us feel guilty so we don't get involved. Look, God forgives us all as soon as we really do repent. And then once we take action against evil, but I find so many of the real people that could take down the New World Order say, I just can't do it. I'm too evil. I've done bad things. God doesn't care as long as you repent of it and take action. Right, Steve?
Here's the thing. There is no, all sin is forgivable through the blood of Jesus Christ and repentance, And look, I was out of control, okay? I've shared my testimony on major shows.
I was out of control.
And look, I'm not proud of it, but the Bible says he who's forgiven much loves much, okay? And I'm telling everybody out there, Alex, you're saying the same thing right now. We're in agreement. There is nobody listening to us beyond the grace and the forgiveness of the living God. When God said God's love, I got news for you. You can't say that in the Islamic faith that God is love, You can't say that. Jesus said, no greater love has this than a man lays down his life for a friend. And then Jesus, let me just deal with the name of Jesus. Where did it go wrong? You can see, you can name any name, you can have any rock star, you can have any porn, you can have any words that are so disgusting put out there, and all the different acts between all the different 31 flavors of non-human designation. But at the end of the day, Alex, the thing is there's only one name that's hated beyond all names, and that's the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said they hated me without a cause. They're going to hate you. But you ask why it's this way. Because the churches, other day that the word puke and pew have the same sound, you know. And yes. I call the pastors that are sellouts to Satan pukes in the pulpit. You know, look, God never wanted his people to be entertained. He wanted them to be changed. And that's what we're talking about. So I hear, you know, the most important thing that I can tell everybody for preparation, and as one of the founders of the prep movement, you know, decades ago, 30-some years ago now, the bottom line is get right with Jesus, because it's not enough to just, you know, look, they're coming to kill a lot of us. If they have their way, they kill all of us. But it, Jesus said, don't fear he who can kill your body, but rather fear him who can send you to hell. And see, there's no fear of God, okay? But I want to go to one more rule of radical, because this is it. You brought up the police, okay? If you push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive. Violence from the other side can win the public your side, because the public sympathizes with the underdog. I have been pleading. I have friends in law enforcement. So do you. I have friends in the military. So do you. I have friends, and boy, do I have enemies on the opposite side. But the point being is I warned that civil war was coming. I warned that the whole point would be to turn the police against the people and the people against the police. And I said to both of them, I said, don't buy that. I said to the black gangs, I said to the Latino gangs, this is years ago, 15 years ago, don't buy it. You're going to be used. And when they're
now,
done,
I remember you said it all first, Steve. You've been the most accurate. It's crazy.
Well, I would say this. It's because that was my calling in God. You know, and all I'm saying, look, I tell people, look, don't believe me, but you can do the same thing, Alex. You can present videos. You can present, in essence, every video you've done, every video
I've sat
I
here
do.
With Nightline and the host of ABC Nightly News and showed him six clips of world leaders calling for planetary government, world government, global governance. He looked at me and he said, Alex, that's different world government than what you're talking about. And then at dinner, he admitted, look, you're not a bad guy. I like you. I just got to do this for my, this is the job I do. And I just couldn't believe it. It's just like, wow, you know?
That's like Judas going to Jesus after betraying and saying, you know, Jesus, I was low on some cash, so I just needed 30 pieces of silver, and forgive me because I really didn't mean it. Well, look, betrayal's betrayal.
How do they sell out so easy? I mean, I don't get how you can put a gun to my head and say, kill an innocent child, we're going to kill. I'd say, pull that freaking trigger. I just don't get why people want acceptance.
I got to share this with you. You're going to love this. I had a meeting with a Russian spy master. I won't use his name. Very cool guy. Set up for me by a former agent of his, the opposite side. He was with the Central Intelligence Agency. And, you know, the guy looked at me, a very powerful man. This was in Reno. And he said to me, he said, ah, you Americans. He said, you betray your country for so little money. He says, at least when we do betray our country, we do it for millions. You do it for tens of thousands. You know, and that spoke to me, Alex, because I understood why. I mean, I'm not saying sell out anything, but what I'm telling you is that when you control all of the dialogue, when you absolutely give false evidence appearing real, that's what fear is, obviously, an acronym. But the point I'm trying to make is, you know, they question our sources. We bust our asses, forgive the language. That would be the burrows that we bring all of our burdens in on just to cover it. The point being is we do this. We go out. We do massive amounts of research. We spend the money we make. And how many times you heard this? You guys just sell fear to sell your books or to sell your gold. You're a fearmonger, blah, blah, blah. No, listen, what we're doing is fighting for the last vestiges of humanity.
Yeah, normally revolutionaries rob banks and stuff. You know, and yep. ISIS sells sex slaves, you know, to fund themselves. We sell high-quality products to fund ourselves. And the good news is the audience gets that's all a load of crap. I mean, all I want is more money to get more people and a bigger organization to fight these people, not because I want to be number one, but because I want to defeat the New World Order. That's why I'm so excited behind the scenes to be talking to some of the biggest new media out there and to know they're actually patriots. And I'm just telling them, hey, you find the people that are better than I am and better crew, I'm ready to just turn my power over to you. I am ready right now to step back. Paul Watson's maybe halfway there, but he just didn't have the stamina. I mean, I am ready right now. I do not want to do this. I do not want to be the tip of the spear. I mean, I would imagine, Steve, you get exhausted sometimes. I mean, yeah, I mean, but it's a burning, isn't it? Like Ezekiel in the bones.
Yeah, it's just like fire shot on my bones. And listen, Alex, I said this. I had this conversation probably at least once a week for every week I've been on talk radio. God, are you sure I'm the right guy to be doing this, Lord?
I have that conversation every day. I tell you, I just want somebody else to come in here. Other people are so jealous of other media, and it's like they're speaking Martian to me or something. It's like we're not in competition with each other. We have the new world order that wants to literally kill 80%+ of the public publicly. A huge planet. Our sperm count's down over 90%. Breast cancer's up 3,000%. We're dying. We're under attack. This is not about who's the biggest. This is about defeating the new world order.
We're seeing genocide. We're seeing suicide. We're seeing fratricide. We're absolutely seeing everything. Now, here's the deal. The devil wants to kill every last man, woman, and child. The devil wants to destroy the planet. So he's got the willing chemtrail people in geoengineering.
And you look at it, Steve, there's no doubt. It's the devil. If the devil didn't exist, then the mass consciousness of whatever of the elite does. Because they'll go, as I said, a million miles out of their way to screw somebody when it doesn't even help them. They're evil.
Evil. And that's the thing. How does evil, free will, people argue that. But here's the deal, Alex. The elite are being promised they get off this planet to a new, if you will, Eden-like
planet. And you said that 20 years ago, and now Ray Kurzweil and all the top Google people and all of them say, I'm going to live forever. I'm going to merge with machines. Well, that's the case, then. But they go, oh, but we got to kill all of you first. It's like their God tells them, you got to kill everybody. And when there's 100 of you left, we're going to merge and become gods and blast off to another planet. I mean, why do they buy into that?
Well, they buy into it because they don't ever have to face eternal judgment. Every headline from the billionaires, what's their number one concern? To live forever. They got all the money, so they're going to work to live forever. Number two, they're going to be able to, if you will, that appetite that you see that they always want more and more and more, the best definition for lust, okay, power lust, and this is what it's about. I had a very rich man once tell me, Steve, it's not about the power. This is a guy who's dead now. He said, it's not about the money. He said, it's always about the power and control over others' lives. And he said, it is, if you will, bragging rights.
And the problem is, a really powerful man doesn't want to run other people's lives. He wants to teach them the skills he has.
Yeah, absolutely. But, Alex, here's the deal. The most evil, Jesus said it. And when I say the love of money, I'm talking about the control of money. The love of money is the root of all evil. The control of money is the control of all evil. When we talk about bankers, and we've gone through everything from the Federal Reserve, you know, Committee of 300, Jekyll Island, all that stuff. When it's all said and done, people are seeing it right now. The middle class is dead. So what does Hillary Clinton want to say? She said, I'm going to tax the middle class. Why don't you just come right out and say she wants them all destroyed, turned into Soylent Green?
Take the Rothschilds. They released in a magazine review 3 years ago photos of themselves at a castle doing Eyes Wide Shut stuff. They're throwing it in our face.
Right. And here's the thing that most people don't understand. Is that when you're talking about the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, when you're talking about the most powerful, and by the way, there's even money people behind the scenes that are as wealthy, if not wealthier than they are. They're not household names. They haven't even been brought up in our circles, but there are.
I know who they are. I mean, a lot of it is the black nobility, formerly from Italy, and some other.
But Alex, it's also fallen angels. People don't understand that when Satan rebelled against God, that literally a third of the angels fell with them. And they can't get it through their head that even the Apostle Paul said they can transform themselves as angels of light. They're angels of darkness. Angel means messenger. But the point being is that now we have all the transhumanism stuff. We've got singularity.
They're getting us ready to see heavy duty stuff.
Yeah, and you know, when I wrote my book, and I want to make a pitch for this because I don't know anybody who tagged genetic Armageddon from the Christian believing patriot side. Earlier than I did, okay, and the same thing is with the book Xenogenesis. Xenogenesis is my last book on that whole subject matter of what man. Here it is in a nutshell, 30 seconds. They want every man, woman, and child that is of God creation through their ancestors dead. They want to insert demon possessed robots. This is going to make Stephen King's novel seem like Little League. They want to bring on the new man, the Uberman, the Ubermensch, and they want that to be totally void of God. They want none of the restraints of God. They want none of the morality of God. What they want is basically a Caligulan orgy of intelligence and fulfillment for their unbridled lust, and it all goes right Susan Duclos wrote on my site, and she's showing one of those cards, you know, the Illuminati card game, and I forgot about that card, but it's the Unleashing of Demons.
By the way, why don't you, that guy literally has his office 2 miles from mine. He will never talk to me. I've tried for 10 years to talk to him, and it is uncanny, though, those cards.
Yep, he won't talk to me either. I've tried to.
Now, Steve Quayle, we're almost out of time.
But Alex, here, let me say this. Our new DVD is really critical. It's not just about ancient stuff. Orwell said they who control the past, you know, determine the future.
Got it.
I say the greatest cover-up and cover-over history is a cover-up.
Now, it's True Legends, the series.com, True Legends Episode 2, The Unholy Sea. And next week, we're going to have you in studio to cover that, at least part of the in-studio interview. We're going to play some of those clips here, stevequayle.com as well. Steve, listen. Looking at this, it's clear these elites are into degeneracy. And people think of degeneracy as a guy wanting a hot woman or whatever. Degeneracy is wanting to blow the planet up as a sacrifice, wanting to override it, being told you're going to get total power. And we see Peter Thiel, who I'm not saying is a bad guy, he does some good libertarian things, saying he wants to live forever and obsessed with ambrosia and the young of the blood and blood transfusions. The media is acting like that's something new. But the Queen of England's mother, before she died, for decades, would get whole body blood transfusions every month. I mean, that's BBC News. What is this vampiric obsession we're seeing?
Well, the life is in the blood, okay? And that's a basic premise of Christianity. That's why when Jesus shed his blood, when people, and this is cool, this is the cool part of, and Alex, I'm sorry that, you know, you had to go through what you went through, but it made you who you are today. You see, the blood is where the life is. So a vampire, when he sucks the blood out of something, he sucks the life out. That's what's happened to the economy, the vampire economy. That's what's happened to our lives. That's what big Medicare and Medicaid and all the, they're all doing. They're sucking our blood. So here was the answer. The answer is for everyone to just ask honestly, especially the atheists and agnostics, Jesus, if you're real, reveal yourself to me. Because I can tell you this, there is no place in history, and I'm a pretty, verse researcher on that, where I can see that as it pertained to the people of God, when God's people cried out unto the Lord, he delivered them against insurmountable odds.
And that's why they put in all these state-run fake churches that are totally controlled. You go in them, you feel the spirit of evil. The big, you know, most of the mega churches, if a mega church isn't evil, they try to shut it down. Those are the good guys, folks, usually when you see that happening. And so God understands this, obviously, that so you have the blood of Christ that you take on spiritually, genetically fills you so that you're immune from them, at least your spirit, if not your body. And so we have to ask God, because God's free will, unlike the devil, we have to ask God into us to basically transmute us and turn us into something else so that we transcend this.
Well, yeah, and in quantum physics, it's called superposition, because the scripture says in Jesus Christ, in him we live and move and have our being, and, you know, we're seated with Jesus Christ in heavenly places. Well, how does that fit on earth? It's exactly what you just said. We're talking about a dimensional ship. We're talking about...
Sure, and let's expand, though. We have to ask God through the dimension to come into us as God's free will. In closing, in 2 minutes, I remember the New York Times when Prometheus came out, the last Alien movie, and then the brother of the director would jump off a cliff the next day or off a bridge. A lot of weird stuff going on there. That in that film, the New York Times admitted that this, how do you call it, transpermia, is actually what most elites believe and what genetic engineers believe, because they've now looked at the genetics and know that it didn't just accidentally happen. So secretly they admit that most of the globalists in the New York Times actually believe we were put here by aliens.
Yes, and that's what our Unholy Sea, the DVD number 2, is all about. It's preparing the people and the Catholic Church, and because of Catholicism, Roman Catholicism is such a major part of the planet's belief system, they're preparing. The Catholic Church is leading the way to accept an alien savior. And I got to tell you, from all over the world, including Catholics, they're saying, now I get it. They love the Unholy Sea DVD, and it's True Legends of Syria.
I was in Rome last year, and right up there by the Vatican, they have the Vatican Observatory, and the Pope says, get ready for the aliens. And could they do a fake alien arrival, though?
Yeah, well, and see, that's the deal. When in our DVD, going to Mount, and by the way, Alex, it's that important. If you were to say to me, okay, Steve, I'm 65, okay, I just turned 65 last week, or 2 weeks ago. The bottom line is, this, in my opinion, if you take everything I know, everything I've done, everything I've...
Stay there, come back in 2 minutes, and we're going to Jakari Jackson, Rob Dewitt. I want to finish up with this. We're at a critical point, though. I mean, this is a historic point.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets.
IDStronghold.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Now, to be clear, I already knew that the head of Breitbart was looking at joining the Trump campaign 2 months ago. I'm just going to leave that alone at that. Bannon reached out to me a few times. I was so busy, I never got back with him. I should have. But he now is the head of the campaign. But this is to bring a lot of internet modern knowledge. Manafort is needed to stop the steal at the electoral level and also in the general election to watch for fraud. He worked for Reagan, you name it, did a great job. So this is not even a demotion for Manafort. Now, I made some phone calls this morning and confirmed all this when I got up and noticed that this announcement had been made. I heard about it months ago. It was being looked at. And I'm going to see if Stone can pop in. He's been blowing my phone up for an hour. I hadn't checked it. I guess he's on the phone with Nico, sent him this. But Bannon is awesome, great hire, patriot, a true nationalist who really understands the immigration issue. Not a shakeup. no one fired or is leaving, 100% additive. In addition, the Manafort welcomed. I mean, he wants the help. And again, Stone writes for Breitbart. Kellyanne Conway has excellent and solid and awesome, and Trump listens to her. These are all anti-New World Order patriot globalists. It just shows who Trump is. The fact that he's been friends with Bannon for decades. See, I mean, Trump's a sleeper patriot. That's why they're so pissed. They've got a dossier on him. Washington Post, New York Times claim that it is a demotion for Manafort as BS being peddled by loser Corey Lewandowski, the architect of the Trump defeat in Wisconsin, North Dakota, and Colorado. New York Times attacks undermines Trump campaign manager. It is because the Mexican owner of the Times is the largest owner of the Clinton Foundation. The whole Russia, Putin, Trump, Manafort charge is Hillary is bogus. DNC leaks by Crucifer 2 and WikiLeaks, not Russians. So that's his talking points to me. I've never found him to be inaccurate. That guy, everybody quotes him in the 80s. He said, listen, my leaks are always good because you just might have a fake leak. You don't ever get to leak again. And so I'm going to see if we can get Stone on, but there's just major shakeups. I want to go to Joe Biggs and others on the ground about to leave Wisconsin, covering 3 days of rioting and the media hyping it when there wasn't too much rioting the last few days. And, of course, the Trump rally last night. We've got some clips of that. But finishing up with Steve Quayle, who will be in studio with us for 2 hours on Monday. Steve, I've never had a chance to meet you in person. Things have gotten so – I know your face hadn't hardly been seen in decades until the last year or two. And you know, that's why you made these films. You decided to go public despite security issues, I know, because I think you understand. I'm putting words in your mouth, but am I right? You know we're coming down the wire, so you're doing your maximum effort.
Absolutely, Alex. So we are at the wire. I don't think it's a process anymore. I think it's a flashpoint now, okay? And so, again, I want to share with your audience, and I look forward to meeting you and obviously, you know, and being in studio with you and Gary. But also, I want to thank you for the team you've put together, because personally, I really like Joe Biggs. I don't know, you know, I don't know them personally, but I think, you know, I think you're hated by the mainstream because you have something that they lost a long time ago. That's called investigative journalism. And Alex, when I say that, it's a genuine compliment. People that know me accuse me of being blunt, unkind, unloving, but I don't kiss anybody's anything. But I believe the Bible is accurate when it says, give credit to whom credit due, honor to whom honor is due. And look, here's the thing. When people, you know, say whatever they say to you about me or vice versa or this or that, I ask them, I said, who are you, you nameless, anonymous troll? What have you done? So I'm really excited, you know, and I think I've been interviewed by David, and I think I don't know that I've ever been interviewed by Jakari, but the bottom line is I'm excited because, look, just as, and I'm no Matt Drudge, but I want to shake your hand. And I'm not, you know, one of those guys that does something like this. If it weren't for our mutual friend Gary Haven, I would never probably come to your studio. And it's not because of you. It's just because of all the attendant security issues, you know. And obviously now that you know, that's out there, you'll have to take some more precautions.
Don't worry. This place is an armed camp. Nobody knows where it is.
Yep. Good. But anyway, so, you know, I want to thank you. And again, Alex, I just got to tell you something. You know, there are millions of people who have gotten it. I'm getting emails from law enforcement in Canada and around the United States that say they listen. They're grateful. And
we're grateful to them. It's very, very humbling, but it's scary to be right in the eye of the storm. Well, I look forward
you want to be in the eye of the storm, okay? Because remember this, that's a good place to be, because even Elijah the prophet was in the eye of the storm, and it didn't touch him, okay?
Absolutely. Well, SteveQuayle.com, we will talk to you next week. Very rare to have you live in studio anywhere. In fact, I don't think, how many decades has it been since you've been live in studio somewhere?
Well, I can say this, probably 25 years I haven't, so just in the last 6 months I have.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's unprecedented that at this time you are really getting even more physically active out there in the field. Steve, I can't wait to sit here with you in studio next week. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Alex. God bless everybody.
Folks, things have escalated with Russia right now. I'm going to be shooting a special report right after the show. We're working on getting Stone. Can you come on at the start of the next hour? Yeah, he's been blowing my phone up, and then I got other people blowing my phone up. Talk about Twilight Zone. The phone call's coming into this phone. You can't make up. everybody from Donald Trump to four-star generals to just you name it. It is a total insane asylum. And, you know, we're about to go to our reporters. I am so glad I'm not with all those timid souls that sell out. I don't want to be accepted by the establishment. I don't want to be on the big private jet. I want to defeat tyranny and stand up to scum. That's what I'm looking for. I want to see the light of liberty in everybody's eyes. I want to see racial tensions basically brought down to nothing. There'll always be some problems. And I just can't believe that there's so many weird little cowardly yes men and women out there who will play along with this system when you know this system's a fraud and is designed to rob you of your future. I'm going to go to the crew in about a minute. As soon as they're ready, I see they're getting their cameras set up. I will go to the crew. We got Joe Biggs right there. Find out which town he's in. They're in Wisconsin. They're going to be coming back soon. He's getting a lot of intel from Secret Service sources and Pentagon sources. And you have to understand, with the Secret Service, this is not people we know. These are known Secret Service people. But then it's vetted through people Biggs does know in law enforcement and the military. And I've got to say this. I think there's already been a break with the globalists in CENTCOM and in SOUTHCOM and in special operations and in most of Homeland Security. I would say from, you know, the bottom to about 90% up in these organizations, people know what's going on. Then you've got globalist operatives above them. But what woke up the bottom of the pyramid is just how evil their bosses are. And when they, I mean, here's an example. When they called in, and we're going to go to Joe Biggs, when they called in Missouri and California and in Indiana in 2008, within 2 months of Obama being elected in 2009, they called them in and they said, we're going to have a war with gun owners and veterans and Christians and conservatives. We're going to ban their speech and we're going to basically put them in re-education camps. I've seen the videos. Some of these I've been shown and they're not allowed to put out. Other people come here, go, look at this, show me, and then go, you can't have it. Repeatedly. But I've also gotten the documents and some of the training videos you've seen. We broke them. Where people get up in the meeting and go, what the hell? George Washington's the enemy and we're going to arrest Christians? What the hell is this? And they're like, get out of here. You're going to be, I mean, this is going on, folks. And that was 8 years ago, 7.5 years ago. Can you imagine the crazy town stuff going on now? So we now go to Joe Biggs in Wisconsin to learn about the last 24 hours developments. Then we'll talk to Jakari Jackson. There's a lot of videos up on Infowars.com of weird, supporters of Hillary flipping out that, quote, white males would dare talk to them. I mean, a lot of craziness. Joe Biggs, thank you for joining us. Exactly where are you now?
We're actually right down the road from where the initial shooting, which led to the riots on a Saturday evening in Milwaukee. We're actually right off of 36th Avenue. And it's called Burley. So right behind me is a bank that was actually burnt down. But if you notice to the right, much like Ferguson, the police department is right beside it. Just like we saw in Ferguson where the riots took place, there was a police department and a fire station right across the street from the mini mall that was burnt and those businesses went down. There's a number of businesses all around here have been burnt. The Metro PCS was raided.
Why do you think the police stand down?
I don't think it's the police that stand down. I think it's someone gives the order, and if you break that order and then something happens, then you're held liable for it or accountable for it. So I think someone up top is giving an order, and the rest of the guys are just sitting in the office like, it's kind of like Benghazi. You know, these guys wanted to go out, and they're told to stand down, and then after so long, they say, screw it, we're going. You know, so I don't think the everyday cop is trying to just sit here and watch everything.
No, I get that. I'm saying, why do you think the stand down was given?
I don't know. I just don't get it. Maybe just to create more of a wound for people to see, for the media to publicize it and push it out, and other people are going to see it, and other people are going to get that anger. And what it is, it's a misrepresented anger that these young adults have that they don't understand how to deal with these situations.
Well, Sheriff Clark was spot really on. I mean, this is a cosmology, a mental illness given to them by the leftist media to divert them from all the problems of the ghetto.
Yeah, it's insanity, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. You know, Trump came out last night talking about these riots, you know, and how he's going to be the law and order candidate to really step in and squash a lot of this stuff, really help out the black community, the LGBT community, and bring together this unity we haven't seen in a long time. And that's some of the points he was hitting on last night. But what I do want to talk about mainly today is Hillary Clinton. Now, yesterday, there's a lot of footage, pictures circulating around where she's had to lean up against stools. And there was a huge hashtag that started last night that was trending on Twitter called Stools for Hillary. And today in Cleveland, I had some people on the ground at the event there. She had no stool. When she got out of the vehicle, they actually left her alone to try to walk on her own to get in there, kind of to try to prove a point that, hey, she's okay. But at the same time, all she does is speak for a few minutes. And meanwhile, her vice presidential pick, Tim Kaine, came out today and said this. Let me pull up the article right now.
No, he said white people need to be a minority to know what it's like, as if just being white inherently is bad.
Nope. Tim Kaine says the United States is far behind Muslim countries in treating women equally.
What? Wait a minute. Why did he say that?
Equally.
Treating women equally. Are you joking?
Negative. This is on Breitbart right now.
Oh, my God.
This is the most insane thing, and that's why I said the other day.
Guys, pull that up.
We can't.
Oh my God! There it is. U.S. behind some Muslim countries in electing women. Oh my God! So they don't cut their genitals off or put bags over their heads. What in the hell? And that Kaine guy acts like a total fruit basket, man.
Jakari made a really good point earlier. He's like, the Clinton Foundation doesn't treat women equally at all. They're like the worst.
Oh, yeah, they mainly got men and pay the men way more.
Bill calls them bimbos when they call him out on rape. You know, that's insane.
But that's okay because, you know, he's from the Dixiecrat and, you know, probably a Klan member, and I'm serious when I say that.
See, this is the thing. Hillary Clinton's health is failing fast. But
she has to sit on a damn chair. She can't even stand up.
No one, if Tim Kaine would have been the Democratic nominee against Trump, he would have never won. Hillary Clinton's a well-known person. She's been in politics her whole life. They have to hold her up long enough to get her in.
Now, that Kaine guy looks like the most – if that guy came to sell me stuff, I'd slam the door in his face. He looks like a criminal.
The establishment knows her health is going to fail, and she's not going to be able to carry this out. And the torch, the baton, is going to be passed on to Kaine. So I think that's where our investigating needs to go from here on out. That's where our focus needs to be. Who is Tim Kaine? Why do the elite want him so bad? Why are they putting him in this position when they know Hillary Clinton's going to fail? Why do they need him? We know he's involved in a lot of crazy stuff, but what is it? He wants the TPP. He wants a lot of this stuff, but we need to look into this man. I think that's where our focus should be from here on out.
I agree. Speaking of Trump last night, at the rally, reaching out to black folks, here is that clip. We'll go back to Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson.
I'm asking for the vote of every African-American citizen struggling in our country today who wants a different and much better future. It's time for our society to address some honest and very, very difficult truths. The Democratic Party has failed and betrayed the African-American community. Democratic crime policies, education policies, and economic policies have produced only more crime, more broken homes, and more poverty. Thank you. We reject the bigotry of Hillary Clinton, which panders to and talks down to communities of color and sees them only as votes. That's all they care about, not as individual human beings worthy of a better future. They have taken advantage. She doesn't care at all about the hurting people of this country or the suffering she has caused them, and she, meaning she and her party officials, there has been tremendous suffering because of what they have brought. The African American community has been taken for granted for decades by the Democratic Party, and look how they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to break with the failures of the past.
Oh, that's good. Up on Infowars.com. And it's true. Black unemployment's doubled under Obama. And the Democrats admit, we got them. We don't have to help them. And if you're going to have an economy where you're handing stuff out and helping people and crime's exploding in areas, you should be spending money in those areas to try to stop that from happening. Joe Biggs, I'm going to come back and finish up with Jakari, but other points.
Well, this is the thing. Look behind me. A bank that was burnt down. Over here, tons of stores. This is a direct reflection of what's going to happen under a Hillary Clinton presidency. More stores burnt. More cities in distress. We go all over the country and we look at all these war-torn areas like Chirac. This is a Democratic-run area. Poverty-stricken. Tons of violent
death. Everywhere they run stuff,
death,
it's a hellhole.
Murder, burglaries, rape. I pulled up an app here that shows crime in this area. It's all child rape. 10 cases within a
block. By the way, tons of child rape again in Europe, and now they're not even calling them Muslims when they do it. But that's okay, because Cain said that Muslims treat women better than we do. We're bad. Did you know you had guilt, Biggs? You and I are bad to women.
Yeah, apparently. You know, I go out, take them to dinner, and, you know, buy flowers and do all that.
Oh, no. But the Muslims cutting their genitals off and chaining them up, that's okay.
What kind of
upside-down world does this bastard live in? Little smiley face.
And we had that couple in Texas who was pro Sharia law that had slaves in their home.
They let UN Muslims that are Muslims that are part of the UN are allowed to have slaves. They have diplomatic immunity in New York. They actually have people in chains. They have maids that go around the house with a chain. Sorry, go ahead.
30,000 Muslims have already been brought in this year, most of which will be pro Sharia. When you go to these different countries and you do these polls and you ask them, are you pro Sharia? Yes. They say yes. They say yes. Ask them if they're pro-ISIS. Most of them say yes. In Paris, France, most of them support ISIS. And they want to bring those same people here.
That's right. 56% of France support ISIS. Something like 31% support suicide bombings. It's crazy. All right, Joe. Great job. We're going to come back, finish up with Jakari Jackson, and then he's coming on with breaking news. Roger Stone. I'm going to go like 15 minutes of the next hour, then hand the baton to Paul Joseph Watson from London. This is true independent media worldwide.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call talcum baby powder alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
All the leaves are fine.
Remember this, Armageddon, the film, $5 million budget exposing the New World Order in a fiction form, is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. If you get a second copy, you get two of my films free. The problem is we're selling out of all the DVDs we have. I mean, not of Armageddon, but of the other DVDs that are my films. So by next week, it's probably going to be, you know, you get a bottle of colloidal silver or something free when you do it. But I'm glad folks are getting that. But I mean, we are the exclusive place to get it. Armageddon, and the purchase helps to fund our operation. Then you can wake people up with the film, donate it to the local library, or give it to a school. After you watch it, it's a great way to spread the word. Right now, you get the Police State Trilogy and Police State 4. So that's actually not two films free with it. It's four films free. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. We have 20% off on the Parasite Cleanse Living Defense. All right, going to Jakari Jackson. Jakari, fabulous job with the videos you guys posted. A lot of bedlam, a lot of craziness, folks getting triggered, but I'm glad to see things stabilizing, winding down. The communists weren't too successful. Other observations, Jakari Jackson.
Yeah, as you guys were talking about, I want to dovetail really quick on Hillary Clinton. You guys were talking about the war on women and how, you know, the treatment of women here in the States. There's an article on Drudge right now from The Guardian talking about how women are growing in the prison populations. That's nothing that's new. I remember back when I worked in the jail system back in 2012 in Oklahoma, we had a big female population, and it was a growing thing. And many of these people were non-violent drug offenders. So that's something I'd like to dovetail on. Now, speaking to the situation here in Milwaukee, we've seen a lot of reports, people saying that they were threatened. And I'm sure there were people who were threatened, but we've been out here for 3 days now. Nobody's threatened us. We felt very safe. But I will say that one thing that a lady told me a little bit ago, we were at the O'Reilly's auto parts store that got burned a few nights ago. And there's a lady, I think she worked at the facility, or she seemed to be very familiar with it. And she was saying, hey, you know, you guys are reporters, you might want to be out of this area before 7 o'clock. And I was like, well, why is that? She says they're not really friendly to people after 7 o'clock. Now, maybe she's seen things that I haven't.
Well, sure. Weren't reporters attacked like Monday night or something?
Yeah, there were some people who were, but you know, since we've been out here, it's been very peaceful, very calm, and there's a heavy police presence. I'm sure that lends to it as well, but different opinions from different people.
I mean, but imagine the Second Amendment. Imagine if that O'Reilly Auto Parts is your business, Jakari. You're going to be in there cleaning it up night or day. You're going to have a sidearm on your side. Somebody comes in and attacks you, that's their problem.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the Second Amendment is for. They always want to say it's about duck hunting, or they say it's to, you know, commit crimes. No, it's to make sure that you don't become a victim of a crime. And that's why you have a Second Amendment here in the United States of America.
Jakari, you've always got interesting perspectives. What do you make of Hillary? Do you agree she looks really sick, acting really weird? I mean, just in the last few months, and something strange is going on, or do you think maybe she's just getting old?
Her videos, when she goes out to speak, or, you know, she breaks down these talking fits, she looks like she had a seizure. And that's not even, you know, speaking ill of the woman. She legitimately looks like she has some health problems. And when you look at somebody who's that ill, can they really stand the stress, the rigors of being a president when you're constantly criticized, you're constantly in the public eye? As Biggs was pointing out, she needs help getting out of her car, pillows for Hillary, all this other stuff. You know, she's coughing up a lung. The lady does not appear to be in good physical condition.
Well, great job to you and the whole crew. When are you coming back to Austin?
Tomorrow. So we'll be on the plane tomorrow, and we'll head back and more special reports. We've got some more stuff coming on from the Trump rally. They're back to the hotel cutting up those videos right now.
All right, Jakari. And how do folks follow you on Twitter? How do they follow Joe Biggs?
Joe Biggs is at Rambo Biggs. I'm at Jakari Jax, J-A-K-A-R-I-J-A-X on Twitter.
In 50 seconds, I don't know if you've been busy, but on the road, have you seen the emails where Soros admittedly is running like the Islamic invasion and trying to shut down folks that criticize it? I mean, to me, that's bombshell. I mean, we knew that, but wow, this guy is something else.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about it, and it's not surprising. We see Soros with his hand in the cookie jar of many different things. So that's just another thing, whether it's civil unrest here or foreign conflicts. You know, the guy's always in on it. He's been on it, and he's going to keep doing it until he goes into the ground.
Yeah, you'd think at almost 90 years old, you'd be fishing or something.
Well, yeah, you know, go out fishing, go out hunting, you know, playing backgammon.
I'm 42, and I want to quit doing this. All right, Jakari, we'll see you back here in Austin. Those reports, great job. Fourth hour coming up with Paul Watson. First, Roger Stone's popping in with big breaking news. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.